Greetings. This is Stefko Sarasevic. The course is Pencil of Searching, and this lecture is about course outline. But before we go on, let me remind you to consult the syllabus and other goodies in the course home for getting more details. Let me make two more points. One point is that I'm trying to give this lecture and all other narrated lectures the same way that I would do it in class over, let's say, two class periods. So in the middle, you can stop, take a break, then come back the same way that I would do. And the second point is that as in the class where I use a water bottle, I'll be sipping here. Today I have a glass of apple juice, so you will hear me sipping from the glass. Course logo. It signified what the course is all about. This is the first time that I ever had a logo for a course, and maybe courses should have logos. This one kind of is really a shorthand about what topics, what are the major topics that we cover in the course and how they interact. We have three central ideas for the course. And you should be coming to these ideas with all when you do your work and get lost in the details. But the ideas are behind everything. The first is we ask a question, how do we do effective searching of a variety of electronic resources? The second is how do we evaluate what was searched and provided? And the third is, how do we provide searching results and assistance and services to users and institutions? So we are dealing, one, effective searching, two, evaluation, three, services. Okay, let's go to the table of content. We have 48 slides, 10 of them are title slides, so we have 38 slides in effect. Four of them are about the first part, the rationale. The three of them are about basic definitions. Eight are about basic purposes and objectives. Four about course organization. 17, the largest part of the lecture, is about coursework. And two are about parting wisdom. So let's go on with the first part, the rationale organization, where we are going to be talking what this course is all about. Why do we have a course in principle of searching? Well, let me give you several reasons. We are living in a digital age, and that digital age has radically changed how people engage with information and how people search for information, how professionals engage with information, how professionals search for information. And one of the reasons why this is radically changed is that the variety and number of information resources is huge and is growing at a very high rate. We call that information explosion. So there is a lot out there that has to be conquered. Great many people do search on their own. Very few do it well, and every study that has been done about end user searching has found that the majority of end users don't do a very effective searching, and even fewer know how well they are doing. The search engines that we are using are global, but searching is still individual. Okay, let's go a little bit more to why, two more slides on why. As professionals, at least for 100 years or more, librarians were always concerned with searching for information on behalf of users. This we call mediated searching, and we'll come to this phrase quite a few times throughout the course. But with the advent and explosion of Internet, the web, and electronic information resources, searching has changed a lot. One of the things that has changed is that there is a massive trend toward this mediation of searching. This mediation means that searching is increasingly shifting toward end users. People are doing searching on behalf of their own, and that places librarians in very, very new roles, and we'll be discussing these next. Traditionally, we were concerned about content and searching of resources. Now, more with the process of access in a variety of services. So let us briefly synthesize what are these new roles that they are changing, that the searching has been changing too. Beside mediating searching, now it also includes knowledge navigation, where we are talking about searching and supporting users in the global environment. Cooperative searching, you are searching with the users, and the users may be distance users. In one town, you are in another one, through teamwork and through software that is oriented toward teamwork. That searches are also acting as recommenders, that is source recommendations, source evaluation, assessing the value, impact investigation, searching for evaluative data, and user assistance and training. We'll be coming to these things several times in the course, and one whole unit is devoted to this. Orientation. So, because of this, the searching is oriented not only toward mediated searching, but also toward these additional functions that I just summarized. This also includes research that is being done in searching, and the basic orientation is really to prepare you for lifelong learning, because one thing you can be sure, and this is that things will change, and they are changing at an accelerating pace, and as a professional you have to keep up and up and up. And you also have to assume new roles and functions, and some of these roles have not yet been invented. So let's go to the second part of the lecture. We'll briefly define what we mean by principles. These definitions, the definitions are really basic, but they clarify the source. Many, many definitions will be presented in other lectures. Almost every lecture have set of definitions. Principle, courtesy of Van Carter. One is deals with basic assumptions. The second definition deals with ethical standard. One deals a way of working and the primary source of something. The one that I think pertains most to us, although all of them do, is the way of working, the basic way in which some things work, and the ethical standards for decision making for these basic ways this works. So all definition fits, but I think number three and then number two fits the best. Searching is treated both as a verb, noun, and adjective, and it has a number of meanings defined in the dictionary: penetrating or probing, examining thoroughly, examining computer file, and discovering something by examination. All of them fit. Of course, all of them fit, but I think this one fits the best, and it's a good definition for us. To examine a computer file, disk, database, or network for a particular information. Thus, we are dealing with the basic way in which searching works so that you can apply it to many sources, to many situations, that you can generalize it. We are dealing searching as a complex and pragmatic process that requires professional skills. And we are not, and I'll come to that a little bit later, back to that later, we are not concentrating on teaching you to master giving a particular system or databases. The one that we use in the course, we simply use to learn principles so that you can generalize these and to develop skills. So what we are saying is that what you are learning here, you will be applying later. Okay, third part, the objectives. And this is in great detail in the syllabus, and it has both instructional and learning objectives. So I'll synthesize them here and kind of breeze through them. So, because you'll be looking at them in great detail. The purpose, as stated in the syllabus, is to study effective searching of electronic information resources on behalf of users seeking information, involving both general principles of searching and practical search experience. So these two things, principles and practical experiences, are stated in the purpose, and as you can see, they're played out in the coursework. You will learn skills that are related to human-human and human-computer interactions, and the course will provide the base for additional learning necessary to cope with the ever-changing pragmatic world of searching. We already made that point, and we'll be making that point again. Objectives. Every course has to have objectives. This one has is related with the structure of the course that you will see later, is that we are talking about integrated understanding information of technology that is relevant to searching, of searching the human-computer interaction, and of people, the human-human interaction. The next slide will give the questions. The next slide actually tells you, that searching is a complex process involving interaction and feedback between and among people, information, and technology. And here is a graphic illustration. In order to be a professional, you need to understand what is the content of the sources, how is the content organized, you and resources. You need to understand the technology, what kind of systems are used. Information retrieval system, digital libraries, the web. We are talking about you and systems. Searching, how is human-computer interaction conducted? You and the computer. People, how to be effective? You and the user. And how to be effective in human-human interaction? Because we are talking about two kinds of interactions, human-computer and human-human. And finally, how to all this in terms of ethical conduct. Well, let me talk a little bit about technology because I mentioned it several times. There are two components to technology. On one end, we can talk, on one side, we can talk about the hardware and software, and there is a great variety of information and communication technologies, including networks. On the other side, we can talk about the systems that use that technology and handle information objects. They collect, they organize, they store it. We'll commonly call them information retrieval system. The two are different things. Of course they are different, but they are very closely connected. And as a professional searcher, you have to know both the hardware part, the systems part. But in this course, we'll be dealing with the systems part only. There are other courses that deal with hardware and software. Let's go to a question what the course will not do. Well, it will not create a professional expert searchers, extreme searchers out of you. It will not make you an expert on given databases and systems or search engines or retrieval. It will not make you an expert that is proficient in any one of these systems of databases. So the question that we should be asking, and the next two slides are addressing that, is what is it that the course will do? You'll be learning what's under hood of a number of system databases. And if you learn the basic of what's under hood of one, you can then apply that to the others. You'll be learning how to conduct search effectively and how to use a number of techniques for effective searching so that you can generalize that. And you'll be learning how to interact professionally with users. So the course will provide you with practical and theoretical foundation on basis of which you can develop then into a professional searcher, expert searcher or technical assistant. You will not be, after one course, an expert. But the course will provide the bedrock, the foundation on basis of which you will grow and evolve with the field, and adjust as necessary, and eventually become an expert. So let's go to the next section that has four slides about course organizations. What are the teams? What are the units? Remember the four components: the information, technology, searching, and people. Course lasts 15 weeks. We have 14 units, one of for each week, plus a unit at the end for evaluation. Units are grouped into teams, and we'll shortly talk about the teams. And here are the units to deal with information, with technology, with searching, with people, and the last unit. For each unit, you have, as you click on the opening of that unit, is the title of the unit, obviously, and then the why of the unit, the rationale for presenting this particular unit, and the questions you should be asking in that unit. What of the unit, a list of topics covered in a unit, and how is this unit presented? And we will elaborate on that in the section 6. Here are now the teams covered in Unit 1, which is the overview of searching, and I provide also a bit of history. In Unit 2, we talk about the structures of information resources, the Unit 3, types of vocabularies, Unit 4, information retrieval, Unit 5, search engine and digital libraries, Unit 6, search techniques effectiveness, 7, advanced searching, 8, web searching, 9, bibliometric and scientometric searching. You know, this is a new topic, a new unit that I included in the course. Originally, I developed this course a great many years ago, first of searching, I don't know, 15 or so years ago. And this is the first time bibliometric and scientometric searching is being included, and we will elaborate on that later, why and what is being done, because that's a new thing that searchers are doing. I haven't seen yet a course in the country that has included this particular aspect. A course that deals with searching that has included. So this may be a first. Then Unit 10 talks about evaluation of search sources. 11 about mediation. Presentation to users is in 12. This is a new Unit 2. We'll be talking about all these new services that are being provided. And the last unit is about ethics and the new student presentations. Okay, this is the largest part of the lecture. The course was, we have 17 slides for this. Again, they are quite a bit. They are summarized in the syllabus, and each of them is explained differently. But before we go on, I would like to mention that the course is a mix of two tracks that are kind of done parallel. One is about principles and theory, and the other one is about practical skills. Why do we deal with theory at all? Well, it's based for further understanding and professional development. Well, knowing principles and theory separates learning from training, let's say an electrician from an electrical engineer, and a professional from a technician or a paraprofessional. There is nothing more practical than a good theory and a good set of principles. It's also important to know that principles and theory endure, and systems, technology, and software change. The principles are much, much longer around than these changes. And knowing principles and theory make learning these systems easier and helps with understanding. Structure of coursework. Each unit has four components: a lecture, an assignment as to reading. These two deal with principles. It has an exercise that deals with skills, and it has a discussion. There is also a term project, a semester-long project that focuses on providing search services to users selected by students. I'll elaborate a little bit later on. This lasts, as the term implies, for the whole term. And there's a journal that is primarily devoted to term project. So we have lecture, assignment, exercise, discussion, and term project. There's a schedule. We run Monday through Sunday. Assignment and exercises are due the following Monday, and in my previous courses, online courses, I always got the question, at what time on Monday? Zero. Monday has 24 hours, so you can do it 0 to 24. The term project has three deliverables per schedule: a selection report, a progress report, and a final report. And the schedule is provided on the course side that tells you that. Okay, let's go now a little bit through each of these components. Assignments. Assignments are, lectures. Each unit has a lecture on the topic. I provide lectures in PowerPoint and Camtasia, which is the narrated version of the PowerPoint. I am suggesting to you that the PowerPoint is best for you if you download them and run on your own computer. You can download them from the downloads. You can download them from the lecture itself. Most lectures contain links to other sites, so you can play with these links. As a matter of fact, they are essential to understanding the topic of the lecture. Unfortunately, the links don't work in Camtasia, so you cannot play with them while you are listening to narrations. There are a few lectures, not too many, that have notes with further explanatory text on the bottom. Okay, let's go to assignments. Assignments refer to readings only, associated with each unit, topic, and the lecture for that particular topic. Some readings in the assignments are required. These you summarize briefly, and I will provide you the questions to answer, but you can raise questions on your own. You don't have to limit yourself to the questions that I ask, and you have to turn them in the Dropbox. Other assignments, other readings are for read-only and for discussion or for reference. The full citation of readings is in the bibliography. All readings are digital, except the two books that are required. And you can find them either at Rutgers Libraries on class website or on the web. I will give you a URL for that. And sometimes you'll have to do a search for these readings, and after all, this is a searching class. So everything is available digitally except the books. Okay, let's go to exercises. The objective of exercises is obtain practical training in a variety of systems. It is not objective to teach you a given system, but to provide searching experiences. They'll be done on a weekly basis as assigned during the presentations of term project. The exercises will be very light so that you devote your time to term project. And we will be using dialogues, Scopus, Web of Science, LexisNexis, the web, search engines, digital libraries, and possibly some others. We will search for given questions across all of them, and we will be using a variety of taxes as features. The exercises, let me underscore that, you can work cooperatively in the group, and a whole group can provide one answer to the exercise given. So it doesn't have to be individually. As a matter of fact, I urge you to form groups and do them in a group. At times, exercises seem to be independent of topics or readings, but they have their own logic in progression. Think of the course as running on two parallel tracks: lectures, readings devoted to principles, exercises devoted to what's under the hood and to practice. They can be connected, obviously, in the discussion and in the journal. First three exercises we'll be doing using dialogue. I'll be asking you to take dialogue tutorials and then learn a variety of things in dialogue about content of databases, the structures. You'll be using something called blue sheets. the basic search commands, and so forth. Why do we start with dialogue? Why include dialogue at all? Everybody knows, and it's a well-known fact, that dialogue is a dinosaur. It's the oldest system and database vendor. It's a huge supermarket. It has over 900 databases, but it's also the largest set of legacy databases on the planet. It has over 15 terabytes. And the whole print collection of the Library of Congress has some 10 terabytes. That tells you how large it is and how useful it can be if one masters, it's a bit hard to master dialogue. If one masters dialogue, what an incredible resource that is. But dialogue is also the best way to learn what's under the hood, how the databases are structured, how vocabularies are structured, how to do search strategy. It has a great set of learning tools, plus it has a free password. What you learn in dialogue, it translates to every other database and every search engine. Okay, the third component of the course is the discussion, or the fourth, lecture, assignment, exercise, and discussion. We will have weekly discussions. There'll be questions to discuss. I'll raise some questions. You are asked to respond, but you can raise your own questions and respond, and certainly respond to remarks by your colleagues. You are required to do discussions. Okay, let me go to Tim Project, and I'll be talking about next four slides, because everybody gets nervous about this right from the beginning. I would like to have that you have a very good idea about what it is. It's a reality show, a reality exercise, and it's designed to give you depth experience that you will encounter in your professional life. And involves every aspect of searching from start to the end for a user. You should share the experiences among classmates so you can learn from each other. It will take time and effort, thus do not procrastinate. It is a semester-long project. Well, what you're going to do, you'll select a specific user that has an information need to do an online search for that user. No family, no significant others. Why no family? Why no significant others? Simply because all of the users that you'll be encountering in your professional life will not be family members or significant others. As a matter of fact, all of them, most of them, will be strangers. So you'll have to learn how to interact in those circumstances that are a copy of professional life. You'll interview the users and, as necessary, several times to get feedbacks, because you won't do one search, but you'll do several ones as you and the users learn the resources. You'll construct a user model. By user model, I mean not only the question, but also the other characteristics of the users that affect the searching, such as education or knowledge of the particular subject. You'll select resources for searching. You'll construct the search strategy and conduct searching, and then go back to the user, conduct again, and so forth. You'll organize the results for presentation, present results to user, evaluate, and write a technical report. There are two deliverables to the TERM project. One is a research result report to the user. We'll have guidelines in Unit 13, and it starts with an executive summary. It does not have to be presented to the instructor or the class. It's between you and your users. Nobody has to know what you actually gave to the user. And besides, it is private, and follow the principles of privacy there. You only include the executive summary in the technical report, and you provide the technical report to the class. And the technical report, the details are in the syllabus, But you'll be talking about these points: who is the user, what's the model, how did you conduct the interviews, what are the results, what were the search tactics, what changes happened in the user and the definition of the problem, how did you change, what did you learn, and you will evaluate your own effort in learning, and particularly what works and doesn't work. And the last thing that is very important, if you would do something over again, what would you do differently? Associated with your term project is a journal that eCollege provides, and you are required to keep a journal as a record of progress in your term project. Optionally, you can record in your journal any aspects of what you learned from anything else. There's nothing to turn in. You can use the journal entries in your technical reports. In other words, you can write the journal in a way by which you can simply copy, paste, and edit in the technical reports at the end. So you're creating your final report as you go along. You can also keep it after the class as a notebook. I'll try to organize you into groups of 3-4 students. You can do self-organization as well. Groups are intended for more intensive discussion among members. This is a relatively large class for online. This is a very large class. It has 19 members. It's maximum allowed in these classes to start with. But in groups 3-4, you can discuss, you can exchange experiences, you can self-help, you can discuss reading assignments, you can perform together exercises and provide one output for the whole group. You can do a term project as a group project. Two or more can get together and have a user or a group of users, a project, for instance, for which you do the thing. You can share journal entries, and you can report to the class as a whole. Last slide in this group, how to be great. This is the standard letter grade that Skills uses, A, B+, B, C+, C, and F. 60% summaries, exercises, discussion, the journal, and term project. And we will allocate and talk about we talk about the criteria from grading at a much greater length in the syllabus itself. Okay, parting remarks. We have only 2 slides for that. The course is demanding. Yes, it is. But so is searching as a professional work. It's a very demanding and very responsible type of professional work. The course is challenging. Well, searching is challenging. There is a lot of thinking in the course, but there is a lot of thinking while you do professional searching. There is a lot of work in the course. There is a lot of work when you do professional searching. But in the course, there's also a lot that can be learned, and for what is learned that can be used in practice and in other courses, and that will stay with you throughout your career, upon which you can build. And I believe also that the course is rewarding because searching is rewarding. Grades. Everybody worries about grades. Do not worry about grades. Repeat that with every exercise, every assignment. It's not about grades. It's about learning, gaining knowledge, and competencies. Grades are just an indicator for you to gauge your progress. The grades are for you. Nobody will ever ask what grade you got. Nobody ever asked me when I got promotions or when I got hired, what grade I got. But they ask me, what do I know? What have I learned? Just relax. Concentrate on exploring and learning. Relax. And having fun. As a matter of fact, let's all have fun. You and me. You learning and me teaching. And as a matter of fact, since searching is changing so much, I'm learning all the time the same way that you are. You are the future in the searching. And here is another perspective. Searching is frustrating, challenging, and rewarding. And searching is a contact sport. As you can see, I had fun using PowerPoint and selecting. Well, anyhow, let's have a good course together. Bye.